Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE signed Logan Paul.
I've got all the details on Logan Paul's WWE contract.
The WWE officials are very high on a couple of NXT prospects.
And why this week's AEW Dynamite was booked so last minute. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
It's Friday, The Fiend is on the screen behind us. As Steve Irwin on a croc outside the What Culture offices.
This is actually live footage. This is a stream.
And this is the news.
All right, before we kick this thing off, I'm going to give a shout out to the people who sent us the wonderful art that you will see in the background here. There's a few different things to get through. At Toadie's Muddy Taint. I maybe should have saved that name until the end. Shout outs, very good. At Andrew Jocelyn, at Maxwell GT2000, and at Someone2K18. If you send me something on a Thursday night when I do the thread for this video and it makes me laugh, I will put it on the background. So shout outs to you guys. Anyway, we're going to kick things off by talking about Logan Paul.
Yes.
He has signed with WWE formally. It's an official thing. It's not. Mm-hmm. He's not just showing up every once in a while. Whatever. He's here. He's a WWE guy now. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. He broke the news on his social media accounts, and then WWE followed up with a big write-up of the situation on WWE.com. There's photos of him signing his contract, probably ceremonially. He's there, he's with Triple H, he's with Stephanie McMahon, who is, of course, currently the acting chairwoman of WWE. And he's challenging The Miz. He wants a piece of The Miz. He's holding up a little bit of paper saying, "Hello, The Miz, we should fight." It doesn't exactly say that, but you get the gist. It's probably on your screen right now, making me look like a complete dope. But yeah, there you go. Logan Paul has signed a WWE contract. He, of course, wrestled at WrestleMania 38. Where he was a lot of fun.
Great.
In the tag team match with The Miz against The Mysterio. I thought that match was an absolute riot.
First match, I think it's time to hit the Three Amigos.
Yeah, there you
against
go.
Rey Mysterio.
First match, I think it's time to give him the belt. Maybe not, but you've got more information on this.
I do indeed. The courtesy of Ariel Helwani, they provided a more of a detailed update on WWE's plans for him. It's a big contract, major contract this. Fantastic.
Good.
He is set to appear on several shows annually. This is not going to be one big show a year sort of thing.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, get rid of that.
The flipping fiend.
Right. It's expected to be numerous premium live events in 2022 and 2023. As Andy mentioned, it's probably going to be SummerSlam that he first fights on, his first big appearance. He could be on TV quite easily to build to the event, of course. Look, I got to be honest. I have... checkered history, as many people do with Logan Paul. Obviously, he has got a lot of baggage that comes with him from his controversial YouTube days. But you cannot deny he is a major influencer. I believe that's what the kids call it nowadays. And, like you say, he clearly committed to it. This wasn't just a celebrity who just shows up and goes, "Yeah, everyone's just going to bump for me like a bloody Steven Seagal or whatever. So I'll just sort of do..." He's an athlete. You know, he's boxed before. He boxed KSI, of course, back in the day. And to be honest, his brother's a lot worse. So there's that. But also, he does seem to have changed who he was from the days of, the Suicide Forest stuff and things like that, which was obviously dreadful.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to just forget that. But I do think he has attempted to at least make amends for something like this. And this, Sidgwick pointing out himself, potentially could be a sign of things to come for WWE. Let's be honest, they often struggle to make new stars. But when they have celebrities, they book them brilliantly.
Yeah, they're always fun. They're like, the last few big celebrity appearances have been so much... Like, Bad Bunny as well. In his WrestleMania and then the Royal Rumble. He's a riot too.
Pat McAfee's probably going to be wrestling at SummerSlam.
Pat, how could we forget Pat? He had that great match with Adam Cole. He's been fun in every in-ring thing he's done.
He got beaten by Vince, you remember?
Yeah, classics.
I'd have a four-way. Logan Paul, Bad Bunny, Pat McAfee.
And The Flat.
and the flat F for the world title. All the belts, actually. Women's, men's, anything.
Fiend.
I'm really excited to see what they do with this, and yeah. I think it's... Do you know what? I'll say this. I'd rather that they have Logan Paul appearing on numerous premium live events than bringing back Goldberg. So,
what if you did Goldberg versus Logan Paul?
Logan Paul wins.
You're in, aren't you?
Logan Paul kicks out of one.
Wow. No sells a jackhammer.
Yeah, bollocks.
Why not?
Actually, sorry. I shouldn't say that when the Fiend's not going to
matter. You never know what he'll do.
Goldberg really sold for him, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. Wow. I've lost track completely. Logan Paul was very good at professional wrestling.
Yes.
Maybe he's not a good guy behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of evidence to that effect. But both can be true, I think. And yeah, his performance was a lot of fun. I'm a bit dubious about presenting him as a babyface opposite The Miz. I don't know if people are going to go for that.
So what's going on here, Andy?
That's Eddie Kingston holding the lightsaber.
To take out all the younglings. Yeah. Chris Jericho's a youngling, is he?
Yeah,
he'll be happy with that.
The chief, I believe this was Maxwell GT, said you'd mentioned it on the podcast, so I put it in the video. Yes, Logan Paul, there we go. Let's wrap that up.
At least it's not Jake Paul.
Or
KSI all the way.
Sean Paul. Actually, yeah. I quite like Sean Paul.
Yeah. He certainly would raise the... temperature.
There we go. How about Chris Paul? Eh? The point god.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Any other Pauls?
I've got a cousin called Paul. Paul Wilborn, shout out.
Fair enough. Tall Paul.
Eyeball Paul from Kevin and Perry Go Large. Let's do the next story, shall we?
Yeah, Fridays are back. WWE are high on a couple of NXT people.
Oh, okay. I watch NXT.
You get five guesses.
Okay, a Bron Breakker, obviously. He's the only one. Okay. Well, I'm going to go. Kerry Gargan.
Hell no.
Trick Williams.
Absolutely.
Carmelo Hayes.
Nope.
What?
One left. Dolph Ziggler.
Jeez. Oh, I know. Kevin Estrada.
Absolutely not. Zion Quinn and Sangha. Interesting.
What?
Yeah, right?
What marks them out from some of the other guys in WWE NXT 2.0? I can't put my finger on it.
Gee golly gosh. This is a report from Dave Meltzer on yesterday's Wrestling Observer Radio. Both up-and-comers are being considered now for roles on the main roster, which leads you to believe that people are very impressed by them.
To be fair, Sangha has won a whole two matches on 2.0.
Exactly, baby. You can't mess with that. And apparently WWE see Quinn in particular as the total package. And that's a direct quote. So they had a match this week.
Yeah, they did.
It was a match that happened.
It was a big lads match.
It went about 5 minutes.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't. I was trying to be polite.
Hey, look, I'll call it as I see. I'll give you one of the biggest fans of 2.0 in this office.
The biggest fan. There's no arguably about it. Yeah, yeah.
I think it does offer something, and if you view it as a very different version of a WWE product, but still a WWE product, so it's grading on that curve, you view it as a lot of green guys, but also occasionally some phenomenal talent.
Yeah, yeah, like Carmelo Hayes. I almost called him Cameron Hayes. Like, yeah. His combined forces.
Oh, don't
of Cameron
do that
Grimes.
To me.
Guys like Carmelo Hayes are absolutely tremendous. All of the double app.
Malik Blade, Idris, and Ofe. They've got
fun.
Lots.
They're
of,
fun.
They've
yeah.
got a lot of talent down there.
But they also have, you know, some of the weirdest gimmicks.
They've just got a lot of green guys who aren't ready for the main roster. I'm not saying that necessarily
is
them.
Yeah.
Look, Sangha and Zion Quinn are big lads. I understand why they picked them. And I know I said Sangha was only two wins on NXT. He's been different stuff in, like, Indushare and stuff. I know about that, obviously. Zion Quinn. But, like, the fact that you can look at 2.0 and look at who they've been surrounded by recently. Wesley's one of the best guys they've got. Nathan Fraser's knocking about.
News story.
Someone married a crocodile, did they?
CBS, yeah.
Is that what you did on holiday?
You don't get crocodiles. You do. The mayor of a Mexican fishing town, Santa Pedro Huamuela, symbolically married a crocodile on Thursday as part of a local tradition to usher in a bountiful harvest.
So this is like them weirdos over the pond with the groundhog they used to have.
Yeah, a turtle.
They've done it better, sorry.
Yeah, it's turtle poop, but a crocodile.
Look, so best of luck to Sangha and Zion Quinn. I understand why they'd pick them, and I don't think they're necessarily
they're
bad
large.
Wrestlers. But I would say, if I was cherry picking from 2.0, there is a list of 10. Indy Hartwell, you know.
Yeah.
The Roxanne Perez, she's been great since Cora Jade.
There's a lot of people I would have probably selected
first.
Yeah, let's not earnestly analyse 2.0. It's a silly.
If you want to aim say 2.0 review, I'll try to earnestly analyse it whilst them two out there going, shouting at clouds.
Be grumpy.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Right, let's talk a little bit about AEW. It was a bit last minute, it's fair to say, this week.
Yeah.
All they'd advertised, I mean, it was the entire second hour, but all they'd really advertised going into the show, or certainly on the day of the show, I'll know because I made them notes for Dynamite, and I was like, where's everything else?
Where's the announcement?
All they'd advertised, I believe, off the top of my head, was Blood and Guts, and we'll hear from Christian Cage, basically. Yeah. The reason for it, as reported by Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, was they had a lot of people unavailable due to the ongoing global bastard, as we used to call it, COVID-19.
Yeah,
everyone stay safe. Look, I know we are a lot better than where we were, Andy Murray,
yeah.
But it's still very, very dangerous. Everyone, please do stay safe out there. That was the reason why everything was last minute. They sort of weren't sure about how it was going to work. A lot because of fears and things like that. I've never read a more Meltzer sentence like that.
Yeah, exact wording.
Hence why it was a bit last minute, but they booked some really enjoyable stuff in that first hour. Orange Cassidy versus Ethan Page was just a great laugh. Jay Cargill, open challenge for the TBS Championship that Layla Gray answered on social media. And of course, then as the evil, my fellow tag team, FTR, Danhausen versus the Ass Boys.
Scissor Guys.
Max Caster.
Yeah.
So that's why it was. But yeah, and it's one of those things that, you know, I think like, oh, is this still a thing? Yes, it's definitely still a thing.
Yeah.
It's still clearly
it's
affecting
still there.
A lot of your favourite sports.
It's still kicking about, and things like this are a reminder of that. Although it is easy to become kind of complacent in this period of time where it's not as invasive as it first was. They had to scramble and put some stuff together. I thought the stuff they put together was effective. The Jade Cargill stuff in particular, a lot of people misunderstood this. A lot of people saw a 0-15 wrestler or 0-16, whatever Layla Gray's record, getting a title shot. I went, where's she going? Title shot. Well, that was the whole point.
Yes.
Like, Stokely Hathaway put the open challenge out at 10 to midnight so that
So
that nobody could realistically respond. The match was made like 5 minutes later, so Athena and Chris Statlander didn't have a chance to get in. The only person who had the opportunity to respond was a desperate enhancement talent with a losing record. And then Stokely got on the mic and went, you lazy, why didn't you reply? That's great
the
stuff.
Story, yeah.
That's great. And then the story, of course, of Jade going, I'm tired of facing these losers, Stokely.
She's turning face.
It's great. It's really good stuff. I can't believe, like, there were people in this match was now, like, on various platforms, Reddit and stuff like that, going, oh, this is a, why are you facing a loser? It's the whole point of the story, anyway.
Do you need the bad take?
I need the bad take.
Gimmick.
What do you do?
You put it on, right. And you say the bad take, and then you say, m'lady.
Well, I can't believe the AEW has booked Jake Cargill against a 0-15 wrestler. They've just destroyed the wrestling universe. M'lady.
Also, shout out to Stokely.
What was that voice? Yeah, shout out to Stokely.
Because he liked my tweet about becoming a baddie. So I think I'm a baddie now.
I think you are. I'd rather be a flatty, personally.
All right.
Speaking of which, it's time for our Twitter questions. Thank you.
I'm ready for this. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Thank you to the, 90 of you that sent me stuff.
Madness.
It's very hard to get stuff from this thread because there's so many replies. So please don't feel bad if I haven't picked a question. I just remember these ones. Anyway, we're going to start with Wrestling with Doom. Okay. I'm sorry.
Or a regular contributor, yeah.
I'm sorry about this one.
Uh-oh.
I'm not really. Happy Friday, legends. Two questions. Can Adam do a pirate accent? Right, my asterisk for that is you now have to do the rest of the video in a pirate accent.
Okay.
Sorry.
Arr!
Okay, there we go.
No problem, matey.
Also, you wake up and there is a magical flat boy at the end of your bed. He opens his mouth and you hear the voice of the fiend in your head.
Right. Sorry. Right. Sorry, I don't know what that is.
The fiend says, I need your help to save my people. My people? Is there a colony of fiends? What song do you want to play as you jump on this fiend flat F's back? Flat F's back.
Sorry, Adam Nicholas.
Come on.
Oh, sorry, matey. He be swearing like a trooper, like a sailor. Soon may the weatherman come to give a tripping a
Remember sea shanties. They were good.
I be picking.
It's a pirate's life for me.
I be picking.
That's going well.
Flying without wings. By Westlife.
Because that's how the flat f- takes flight.
or my favourite song from Kesher, We Are Who We Are. That was a deep pull.
This question has a picture of an alligator as well.
She's a beauty.
She's a beauty.
Arr.
Right, continuing in the pirate accent.
Arr.
And I've chosen this one because I want to hear you say this in the pirate accent.
Arr.
Bob Murray, my dad, apparently. My dad's name's not Bob. Not a question, but I would like to hear the King of the Mic say. I would like the King of the Mic to say Rated R Superstar.
Rated R Superstar!
Just wanted to hear that in a pirate accent and it did not disappoint. Right, Alec Molyneux asks, good morning, fellow Baldy brother and King of the Mic. Didn't forget you, buddy. Why have I done that twice? Eric! Come on, Eric. We've got the Fiend, the world's largest alligator, and Ryback. Which one do you hire, fire, and push? Thanks and take care.
Or I be pushing Ryback into a big pool. What were the other two options?
The Fiend and an alligator.
Hire both of them, fire myself. That's what I be doing.
Ryback's dead, you've hired two, and you're not pushing anybody.
Ryback's fine, he's... I don't know.
Ryback's fine.
Ryback be pushed into a pool and lose a bit of weight, apparently, according to his advert.
Kevin Patrick came out.
Kevin Patrick, a pirate.
Right, last question. Thank God. Ryan. Ryan of Toronto. Simple one here.
What's that all about?
Asks, how many spins could Claudio give the flap? I've said so many times. Sorry, Adam.
69. Nice.
It might be difficult for him though because Claudio's used to like holding two legs. The flat, if you hold the flat's legs, that's a problem. You got to use the tail.
I was genuinely concerned he was going to kill Chris Jericho by letting go of him in bun guts.
Just picking him off the top of the cell.
Right, I'm going to read this in my normal voice now because I don't want to detract from the genuinely excellent stuff where I'm about to show you. To shout out to Brock Hatfield, a.k.a. Organoid Zero on Twitter.
Nice.
I may have mentioned this to you at the time. I also need to give a shout out to the artist behind this. That is at DitoRama on Twitter, who's open for commissions. That is exactly what Brock Hatfield got from
wow.
him. He's been promising this for a while. And it's fair to say... Brock's delivered. He's given us this incredible image that I'm going to get printed and put on the set, just like our lovely, lovely drawing here. Andy Murray, your reaction to this. There's so many things going on here. There's the mic, there's the hurt and heel, there's the Bray hair, there's the flat F, there's obviously us as...
Fiend Crocs.
Brock, Organoid Zero, and the artist behind the drawing, Dietorama, thank you so much.
Why?
It's just ridiculous.
I love it. This is
like,
incredible.
Our job's mad enough as it is, let alone this bollocks going on.
I'm 34 years old, I get paid to do this. This is mental. Thank you so much. Well, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Made our day, that has.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody involved in the creation of that insane. What?
I love this, right? I got a really busy day and I was like packing my bag this morning. It's getting like, I was like, to my wife, I was like, busy day today, whacking news, some stupid bloody podcast and a bloody good quiz on the Honestly, do not get in my way today.
So you see, when people ask what I do for a living, I just go, I'm a content creator.
Do you know what I say? I say what my mate said once when we were on holiday and he bored a girl the night before telling her he's an engineer. I make popcorn. You know, the cinema, I make the popcorn.
You make pops, to be fair.
You make the pops.
Shout outs to everyone who made that. Brock and...
Dito Rama, I do believe.
Dito Rama, shout outs to you guys. That is demented in all the best ways. Thank you. Captures the energy of the show.
Thank you, bro. I love that. There's the original sketch.
I'll forward it on to you, mate.
It's unbelievable. Thank you for that. Thank you for all your submissions, everything, question, pictures.
Oh my god, you mad bunch
of bastards. Right, let us know your thoughts on everything in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the SmackDown preview, Rampage preview. We're going to be talking about who should win Money in the Bank, Sami Zayn. We're going to have Wrestling Culture as well. The hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions, pictures, drawings, sound effects. I don't bloody know. At What Culture WWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey. We should probably shout out Gators Daily
and
Pigeons a little bit more on Twitter because they're responsible for the flat phenomenon. So shouts to them.
I'd like to think we brought them to the attention of John Oliver.
They got on John Oliver. Insane. Twitter's number one crocodilian influencer. If you don't follow Gators Daily on Twitter, I'm not your friend.
Nah, go and follow it. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.